So today on episode 749 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we're going to be talking about that seven-figure businesses need seven-figure systems. It's all about systems. It's all about sales here today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited that you are here with us, and we'll be getting started and introducing our guests momentarily. But again, welcome, and let's get ready to go.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hey, everybody. We are so excited to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, broadcasting all across the World Wide Web. So welcome to all those that are live with us. Certainly those that check us out on Spreaker and Spotify and Apple and all of that. We thank you so much. Certainly those that watch us on YouTube, and you might even have us on your big screen, on your TV. We are excited to have you here because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're going to do just that today. My guest is hanging out, ready to come up to the mic. But before we mention that, we want to let you know that this segment is brought to you by the Platform Builder Summit. Yes, hot off the press. Black Friday pre-sales just launched an hour ago. And this will be our ninth in-person conference happening in Richmond, Virginia, November 7th and 8th, 2025. We just came off the heels of the 2024 summit. And so listen, jump over to platformbuildersummit.com to grab your pre-sale ticket for this all VIP experience. We'll tell you a little bit and show you a little bit more of the vibe later on today. Again, thank you so much for everyone hanging out. Listen, YouTube is already jumping over on YouTube. Hello, Roberto. Welcome. We see you there. We see you coming on in. Kim, shout you out. Yes, Deborah and Joe and Marilyn. We are so excited to have everyone that is coming on in. If you are new to us, new to this live broadcast, certainly let us know. Welcome to all those that are also watching us live on Instagram. So we pull Instagram in as well. So hey, Instagram, how y'all doing? Yes, whoop. Listen, thank you, Yolanda. PBS is loading. One of our amazing clients, they are doing awesome work. And so as we jump on in to this episode, 749, seven-figure businesses need seven-figure systems. And so tag a business friend, tag someone you know that's in business and say, hey, you need to come over here and you need to check out this particular episode. So let me introduce my guest who is, again, waiting in the virtual green room just to come up to the mic, just to share with you all today. We have Rose Shaw with us. She has helped over 200 women of color, business owners, create sales systems to help them scale to their first or best six-figure year. In less than 3 years, her business has produced over $500,000 in sales. She has her master's in systems engineering and has been a big advocate for automation to save entrepreneurs' sanity, right? Automation has been able to run point on creative ideas faster and manage her team of over 10 contractors in her business. Put your hands together for Ro coming up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Ro. How are you?
Hi, Charvette. I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to talk. As you were saying my intro, I was laughing because I was like, yes, save entrepreneur sanity with automation.
Yes. A lot of people I know want to feel like that they have some sanity these days. And so let's jump on in. I'd love to hear really kind of how your journey started and how you even got into business.
Sure. So I started, I like to tell this as like my villain origin story, right? I started my business just from pure frustration. As a lot of you see in probably what happened in the US election, right? Women of color are always passed up. The most credible person is probably the most passed up person in the room in corporate culture. And that happened to me. I kept being denied for one of my promotions and I was like, screw this. I can't deal with it anymore. if you're not going to give me my six-figure salary, I'm going to go out there and create it on my own.
All
so
right.
From there, I started my business. In 10 months, we did 150K. And then in the next 6 months, we did another 100K. So I'm all about collapsing how long it takes you to make money.
Yeah.
And that is how I started my business. We're about to hit our 4-year anniversary in a couple of weeks. So I'm really proud of everything that we've done so far.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love to hear the start of that. And I'm sure there are people listening who feel that same way. And so, you know, having helped over 200, you know, women of color entrepreneurs really achieve incredible milestones, what geared you to focus on creating sales systems to help businesses scale?
That's a good question. So my background is in software engineering. I worked in tech, and then I also worked at McKinsey as a consultant, and I never saw any women of color. We were spending millions of dollars consulting these industries. And I was like, where are all the women of color? Where are all the financial educators? It was driving me insane. So I took my knowledge in consulting and tech, and then I created the business I have right now to automate and then also help more women of color get the publicity they deserve without spending millions in marketing through organic reach. So a lot of what I do came naturally from my background. I've always been in tech. I've been in tech basically since high school. I went to a very special tech focused high school. And then from there, I got my degree. And then systems comes from my master's background. We focused on systems in the engineering world. So I'm like, let me take this to the entrepreneurial world too.
Oh, that's so good. Because sometimes those of us that might be creative don't think systems. Or then there are some people who do, you know.
Yeah.
They don't. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just talking to like a mastermind, and they're a lot of people were saying, I just thought you had to post. And I'm like, if that was true, everyone would be making millions, right? But there's so much more behind the scenes, like what's happening with all the DMs you're sending? What's happening with all the, like, are you manually sending text messages? Are you manually picking up the phone? All of these little things that really wear you down. Yeah.
And so that's such a great segue into kind of talking about, like, what are the systems or strategies that you have found to be pivotal for businesses reaching various milestones?
100%. So I think a lot of times people think that they need to hire an assistant, a VA that's, you know, international, or even a virtual assistant that's in America. And I'm like, before you spend more money, just look at what's the free automation that you could do. If you go to my website, right, you can see a free tech list of every automation that we recommend. So every software that's out there that you can use for free to just automate your business, you do not need to spend $500,000s on an assistant. Use the free software that's out there to work with your business now. Yeah.
Wow. And count that and consider the automation really a assistant for your business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying, with the way things are with AI, AI is your assistant. You just have to learn how to use it. And I put that all up in my website and things like that. Yeah.
Great. Please share your website address with our listeners.
Yeah. So it's therosahah.com. If you just go there and join our email list, the first email you're going to get is all of our free automations that we recommend, the templates, and they're all for you guys to use just so you can save your sanity. Yeah.
All right. There you go. And if you're listening to the podcast version, look down below in the show notes. We've got the links there for Ro. Also on Charvette.com, we have a great blog with all the links. And if you're on YouTube, look down below in the show notes. Yeah. Okay. Great. So I love that thought process too. And so how has automation really transformed business operations? You know, even from 3 years ago, even from, you know,
I'll tell you guys a good story. So I remember I was out at dinner with my family and friends at the time, and it was like a birthday celebration. And I kept looking at my phone. I was like, did this client respond? Did I get this email? All of that. And I could see, like, a couple of years ago, my family and friends were getting annoyed. They're like, why is she not present in the moment? Why is she checking her phone? Why is she worried about her business right now? And I will say, like, systems saved my relationship, because after that day, right, I was like, something has got to change. Like, I cannot be hooked on to, like, my phone, my emails, all of that. So what we changed is making sure that any client requests that come through in, like, a very certain way. They're not coming directly to me. I'm not getting texted those messages. I'm not getting email reminders to my inbox. They're going in a very specific place that I cannot touch until I get back into my office, right? I think there was no separation a couple of years ago for me between business and personal. And I'm like, when does the laptop turn off? When does the phone get shut down? When do I stop taking messages? Like I'm a 24/7 chatbot. Yeah.
And there are so many different tools and systems that will help support those boundaries, really, that we talk about setting and having, because it's so easy sometimes, like you said, if you just have the phone, it's like, well, the emails are on the phone. Yeah. And I know my business lines, my business line literally at, it opens at 9 a.m. At 6 p.m., it automatically sends to voicemail. So even if somebody called the business line, I don't even hear it to be tempted to answer.
Exactly. And I'm like, willpower only gets you so far, right? We're all human beings. We all have like hearts, right? But that's where you put automation. The email autoresponder doesn't care. It's going to send out that email no matter what. It's like, Roma is not available. She is only available from 9 to 6, or Charvette is only available from these hours. So that's why use the automation, because willpower is not enough to grow.
Oh, that is so good. If y'all quote her, make sure you give her credit, because that is so, so good. And so why do you believe automation is essential for entrepreneurs that are scaling 6-7 figures?
Listen, let me tell you, I have worked with one of my clients. She's 72 and she was doing everything manually, like, and bless her heart, she like realized she needed to change. She needed to grow. She started her business after retirement and she's like, I need a different way. So she came to me and I'm saying, I tell this to everyone. I'm like, if a 72-year-old can learn how to do these things, so can you, right? Especially anyone who's younger than like 72, like most, a lot of people who have grown up or are like kind of evolved with the technology. So I'm like, if she can do it, anyone can do it. But why I really recommend it is, you can only grow, you can fail to the level of your system. So let's say you get, God forbid, you get sick, or you want to go on a 3-week vacation, right? Yeah. What's going to happen? Can your business operate without you for 3 weeks? And if it can't, that means that you need systems. I talked to another entrepreneur and she was at the 250K mark. And the reason that she wasn't growing is a lot of her money was being left on the table. There were no follow-ups. There were no, there were no reminders. Like it's November 26th right now, 2024. Yeah. Can anyone in the chat or anyone less listening to this remember who they talked to on November 26th, 2023? And if you can't, that means you need automation, because there should be a 365-day reminder going out being like, hey, so-and-so, you talked to Roma a year ago. Do you want to catch up?
All right.
And that can make you money. Go ahead.
There you go. Ouch or amen. Ouch or amen. Because the money is in the follow-up, right? The money is absolutely in the follow-up. And so I know the next question that is on the minds of listeners are, you know, okay, so where, if I need to implement automation, where do I start? What are some essential things that I would start with?
I will say, like, if you are a complete beginner, use ChatGPT. Like, use ChatGPT. It's completely free to sign up and be like, hey, I don't know how to set up an automation that follows up with people in a year, and it will tell you how to do it. If you didn't go to my website, definitely go there, because we give you all the templates. But start with ChatGPT and ask them, how do I automate my business? Make it simple. You don't need anything fancy.
Wonderful. And also, sometimes people get caught up in the what technology should I be using? So let's start with email marketing or customer, you know, management systems. And it's like, should I use this? Should I use that? Should I use any just guidance that you would give around like email marketing systems or customer management systems?
Okay. So this is a good question. I actually think any email, and people might disagree, but I'll give you my reason. I say any email marketing system is okay as long as it integrates with Zapier. Zapier is an, is, think about going from the Bahamas to Haiti, right? You don't want to swim. You want to take a flight. You want to take a boat, whatever, right? The same thing. Your software needs to talk to each other. So let's say you want to use an email provider and you also want to use a payment processor, right? So you need to be able to get it so that when someone pays you on PayPal, does it automatically send an email through Gmail, right? And can those two softwares talk? So think about the islands. Can you connect the islands of PayPal and Gmail through a bridge? Right.
Wonderful. Yeah. Good. And then what about people who are saying, okay, assistance or help? Like they feel like, okay, I need someone that helps me with my calendar, or I need someone that'll help me with social media management. And certainly your guidance is find a tool, an automation tool first. But as people are trying to think about priority, how would you, what would you say? I would focus on this type of automation before anything else.
Yeah, that's really good. I would say the follow-up automation, like the one I just gave, even if you change it to 30 days instead of following up after a year, that will make you a lot of money in it, in and of itself. And if you go to, I love this website, it's called Airtable.com. If you go there, you can sign up for it and learn how to create that using ChatGPT. But if you're at the point where you're just like, okay, I've grown my business to like 200K and I need an assistant, then you can hire one. But I would just say, make sure the assistant's not doing anything that you could have automated for free, right? Mm-hmm. So if she's following up, you could have automated that. If she is reposting your old content, you could have automated that. If she's posting from Facebook to Instagram on both platforms, you could have automated that, right? Yeah. So even ask ChatGPT, can I automate this or should I hire an assistant?
Oh, that's great right there. Wow. So listeners, I know you all are writing down notes and grabbing things, even those that are listening in the chat. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Ro, we're going to let you grab a sip while you hang out in the virtual green room. We'll be bringing her back up. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Again, this episode 749 is brought to you by the Platform Builder Summit 2025. Just released the dates, November 7th and November 8th here in Richmond, Virginia. Certainly, you can jump over to platformbuildersummit.com, platformbuildersummit.com, and get your pre-sale registration for this VIP event. It will not be any lower than what it is right now. And just for those of you who are like brand spanking new and you're like, well, Charvette, what's the vibe of your events? Let me tell you, this is just one of our past events. Check out the vibe. I am Charvette Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Productions, the producer and host of the Platform Builder Summit. We are here in beautiful Richmond, Virginia with 115 amazing women, professional service providers. We have therapists, we have accountants, we have realtors in this space, and we're excited about all of the amazing transformations that their businesses and their brands will continue to have.
I was drawn to this conference because of all the beautiful things I heard about the conference. This is my first experience, so I've only heard great things about the empowering women that shared their stories and the things that people take it away from it, and I wanted that experience.
One of the things that I've enjoyed the most about just meeting other women and interacting with other women is the fact that we all realize that we can work together and we can partner together. I don't know how you can come to a Charvette event and not leave more confident in your skill set and in your gifting. And that's absolutely what I feel today, having just been in the room for the past couple days.
Anything and everything you could think of in regards to business has been discussed, from marketing to finance to planning to strategy to platform building. It's so many amazing nuggets that I can take back and actually implement and grow my business.
This is my second time coming to one of these conferences, and I'm telling you, every time I just get more fired up about what it is, that what my why is.
You know, like, this is going to energize me for the rest of the year and into 2024. So grateful.
All right. That is the vibe there. So again, sponsor of this show, episode 749, the Platform Builder Summit. All right. Let's bring our guest back on in as we continue this conversation around seven figure businesses, six figure, five figure, two figure, whatever, all need seven figure systems. Go ahead and put your hands together as we bring Ro back up on the stage. All right, back here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so for the listeners that are listening in and saying, okay, I like what you said in the intro around have your either your first six figure, seven figure, or your best six figure, seven figure year. What sales strategies or related to automation that you, you know, you would say you've seen work for some of your clients? Okay. And follow-up we know is top of the list.
Yes, but I'm glad you asked that. So I think we live in a content world, right? And mm-hmm. I will say content is like getting a mass invite to a party. I love giving this analogy, right? Or a wedding. Imagine you got a invite in the mail to a party or a wedding, right? And you're like, cool, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. I don't know. Like, maybe. Yeah. And versus if your friend who's hosting the party calls you up and be like, Charvette, I really need you by my side at the party. I cannot host this party without you. You're the life mm-hmm. of any room you walk into. Then you're like, okay, I actually need to go because Roma is asking me. She's personally asking me to come. It's more personalized, right? So what are you more likely to go to? That mass party invite that you got in the mail or your close friend who's personally messaging you and be like, Charvette, I really need you to come to this party. I really need you there by my side. What are you going to say?
No brainer, right? The number two, right?
Right, number two. And I will say, and the reason I give this is content is that mass party invite. Maybe you'll go to someone's party, maybe you won't. Now, what is that personalized invite? I say the DMs. I say you can close so many more sales in the DMs. I teach this concept to all my clients. It's called $1 million DMs, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want, content is great. It's the mass invite to the party. But if you want to make sure all your guests show up, you need to have that personalized invite of being like, hey, I really need you there. I would love you to come to my offer, to my business, to my masterclass, to my live event, right? To my conference. And people are more likely to say yes than to the mass invite that you sent out through content. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a great analogy. And a lot of times people feel like, oh, am I supposed to even be doing that? So this is like a permission slip, mm-hmm. like direct message. Now, LinkedIn has been the spot. They've been traditionally been doing that all the time. But Instagram, Facebook, certainly that direct message is a pipeline, an inbox. Yeah.
Yeah. And I even released this series on my podcast, and you can find it on my website is my Millionaire Mentor Series. Every single mentor I had that has reached the $1 million per year mark, not $1 million total, but $1 million right. per year mark, right? I'm talking about people I brought on that are doing $1 million per year, $10 mm-hmm. million dollars per year. They still use the DMs. They still DM their people. Yeah. So I'm like, you're not above it. You're not below it. Because if a millionaire right. can DM their audience, you can too. And I think where people got caught up is I don't want to feel salesy. I don't want to feel sleazy. Mm. I don't want to be like that person that's sending a 10 paragraph message. And that's not how you do it. You just mm-hmm. talk to someone in the DMs like they're your best friend, right? There and what do you do if your best friend doesn't reply to your message? This is good.
You're like, hey, girl. Like, yeah, hey, girl, did you see it?
you just follow message? Up, right?
Yeah.
And so many someone leaves you on read, you take it personally. You're like, this person hates me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, what would you do if your best friend, brother, sister left you on read? You just follow up, be like, did you see it? How come you're not replying? Like, do you still love? Yeah. So take the pressure off.
So this personalization really, and this kind of customization mm. in the inbox, I talked a little bit at my conference about 2025 marketing trends
yeah.
and that how our consumers and our customers are looking for more personalization, don't want to feel just like a number
yeah.
and all of that. And that they are so much with the AI that is out, like, is this real? Did you write this? Is this you? But, you know, a personal DM works, right?
And the way to cut through all that, I think you could do it on LinkedIn, don't quote me, but I think you could send voice messages, and that puts a voice to the name. So many people, like Charvette, like you have, your voice is so personable. People can hear through this radio show and through all the platforms, like how much you care. That voice only comes through a voice message. So if you're feeling like, okay, this person might not know me. They might just think I'm a bot. Send a voice message and cut through all of that. Be like, hey, I just wanted to put a voice to the text message.
And you still need a system mm-hmm. with handling the direct message. You still need a system.
Yeah, I think that's going back to the follow-up, right? It's cool if you send a message, but if you blow up, if you don't blow up, who cares? But like when you're posting a lot of content in, for example, when you're promoting the conference or something like yeah. that, a lot of content is going out at once. Your DMs might be flooded. So do you have a DM hit list, like a very organized system of being like following up? Hey, I didn't see you buy this. Hey, I didn't see your purchase come through. Do you still want to do it? just a lot of follow-up.
Oh, so that, I think that is definitely the overarching theme that I hear as far as a place to focus for your automation is absolutely the follow-up. The money's in the follow-up, the money's in lists, all of those things. And so, wow, what is on the horizon for you? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, for me, I would say it's actually surprising. I never thought I would be a speaker in terms of my business, but in the last 2 months, I've been invited to 4 different places. I'm actually going in New Orleans next month to speak on exactly what I'm talking about here, DMs and automations. And we're going to do some automating live if you're in the room. But I'm just really excited because automations are great, but sometimes you just get frustrated trying to do it yourself. So if you want me in the room, I'm happy to do it for you. Yeah.
Awesome. And how should they reach out to you and connect for that type of request?
Yeah, sure. So you could just find me everywhere on Instagram, THEROSHAH. It's the same, The Roshah, everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my website. It's the same. So you'll find me no matter what platform you're on. And just send me a DM.
Just in the DM, there's your invitation. I see her. I see a message coming in saying, what are your thoughts around ManyChat?
I love ManyChat. ManyChat is great. I definitely recommend using it. I believe it's free for like the first 100 messages. So definitely use it. It's part of the tech stack or tech recommendations I mentioned earlier, if you go to my website. But ManyChat is great. You just want to be mindful of like following up because you might get a bunch of DMs through ManyChat, but are you following up to make sure they bought whatever you were selling?
All right. There you go. And the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
That's such a good question. What continues to motivate me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think my clients, every time they have a breakthrough, I'm just so like my client who's 72, right? I never in my life would have even thought of helping. When I started this business, I never thought of thinking of a client profile like that. Mm-hmm. But I will say, when you learn how to automate, when you learn how to make more money, especially as a woman of color, you have permission to live your life. You have permission to live the life that you and your family and your parents and grandparents and whoever dreamed of without having to burn yourself out.
Yeah. And I think that's a great kind of note here on this Thanksgiving week and just people being thankful and all of that. And so one more time for the listeners, how can they reach you, connect with you, and the free resources that you have available on your website?
Sure. So you could go to theroshah.com and find my email series there, and you could just sign up, and we'll send you all the tech recommendations that are free that you could use in your business starting tonight. And you can always DM me on Instagram, theroshah.
All right. There you go. Personal invitation there. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And thank you so much for sharing with our audience. And we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sherbet.
All right. Thank you. All right. Amazing. Amazing. And so I know you picked up some nuggets. And I know that those of you who are already using automation, you're going to be taking it to the next level. And those that are saying, hey, I've been kind of holding off, now you are encouraged to move forward. If you missed anything or you're like, oh, I missed the links, I missed I can find her and all that stuff, Roshah, on our website, charvette.com, on the main radio show website, we have a full blog with her bio, links to all of the connection points. If you are listening to the podcast version, look down below in the show notes. Look down below in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, look down below in the show notes right there. Thank you. Yes, for my sister. Thank you, Ms. Roshah. Good tips for business owners. Absolutely wonderful there. All right, it is a wrap for today. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show wants to say thank you to all of our listeners, our supporters throughout all of the years. I want to say, as I wrap up here, we started this, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, on Blog Talk Radio 2008. Blog Talk Radio 2008 and our, in some way or shape or form, have run our show, at least the recording of our show, through Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio sent out a message about 2 weeks ago that they are going out of business. So we want to thank all of those that may have listened from Blog Talk Radio. They are transitioning. Certainly you will still YouTube. All of our things are intact and all of that. But we want to shout out, if you happen to be listening from Blog Talk and we're a faithful listener there, you can join us on YouTube. It's better to watch anyway. It's better to watch us anyway. YouTube and all of the podcasts. You can subscribe to all of our podcasts there. But we thank Blog Talk Radio, and we're excited to continue offering the show, but are thankful for Blog Talk Radio because that was our start. That was our start there. And so it is a wrap. All right. We're going to see you all later on the web. Again, have an amazing holiday, and we'll see you all on episode 750. That's coming up. All right. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.